This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the wake of the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, the American Medical Association, the nation's leading medical society, voted overwhelmingly to end 2 years of debate over its stance on gun violence research and called on Congress to lift the decades-old ban on federal funding. India has surpassed China as the global leader in road accidents. Last year, it had 146,000 deaths. The Indian government has estimated that half of the deaths could be prevented if victims received timely medical care. Each year, tens of thousands of people die in India because they fail to receive life-saving help within the critical hour after a road accident. Federal judge dismissed the Texas suit attempting to bar Syrians from the state as a security risk. The for-profit college accreditation outfit is under investigation itself now after 17 different colleges and corporate entities that approved have been under investigation and in some cases closed for ripping off government educational funds and the students. Households with gun ownership has dropped from 51% in 1977 to 31% in 2014, and the percentage of hunters in a household has dropped from 32% to 15% in the same period. The NLRB released a memo asking regional offices to consider requiring more public readings of settlement notices at workplaces where employees may not understand English. Employers are often required to post notices about unfair labor practices after cases are settled or decided, but there are circumstances where a traditional notice posting remedy may be ineffective because unit employees are unable to read the notice either in English or the language of their country of origin, the memo said. Some Democrats in the House of Representatives stage a protest over the refusal of the body to take up gun control. Two private companies, including the French-based Viola North America, were sued in Michigan for not giving proper advice and testing the water in Flint for lead. Reversing course, Senator Marco Rubio changed his mind, decided to run for re-election to the Senate from Florida. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.